on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
By the way, it was sponsored by Walt's Food Center. Time now, though, at 10:41, the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? We're going to find out. Our pal Phil Potempa is here, author, critic at large, joining us in studio this morning. Happy holidays to you there, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays to you, Dean.
So you have been a busy little critic at large.
That's right. That's right. All the world is a stage, and hey, for the holidays, but a great ticket for some entertainment and holiday memories to put you in that mood when the sun is shining, right?
Isn't this I think this is one of the best theater times of the year because there are fantastic holiday shows everywhere. We talked about the Christmas Schooner. We had some of the cast members in, was it last week, I think, or the week before? We will have others coming in, but you've seen a lot of the holiday shows already so far. The one that I have not seen yet that I'm so excited to see is Elf the Musical, based on the Will Ferrell movie that's just opened at the Marriott Lincolnshire and will play there until the end of the year. What can you tell us about this? Is it basically the same story as the movie?
It is. It's very, very close. And we, of course, had the Broadway National Tour that came through here. And seeing it at the Marriott in that they're a theater in the round format, so it feels intimate and fun. And, boy, they have decked the halls in there, and every inch of space has got light. So it puts you in the mood. And then you've got this great guy, actor Alex Goodrich, who's right in the lead role. And you think, who could ever top or match what Will Ferrell does in the movie? And he does that and more. He's got that wiry kind of crazed eye look. And
right.
The favorite lines are there. The favorite scenes are in there. So
do they work? Must work music into it also, right?
There are some musical numbers in there.
Original or like traditional holiday songs?
Original ones. Original ones that are just sort of some fun moments that help the story move along and fill in the scenes, but also clever. A lot of clever lyrics. And so you're so intimate and close that you can catch every line. So things you maybe might miss in a larger venue, I think you capture every nuance with it there. And it's just fun to laugh. This is the time of year where sometimes people get a little bit more kind of harried and frenzied and stressed. This is a show that, again, I keep laughing at those funny lines such as, what I know Santa, I know him. That's right there in their front and center.
I do love that. I do love that. Also, out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook, they are once again doing White Christmas, the musical. Again, based on the movie, right? Based on the Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye. And the actress whose name I can never remember who played the other sister. What was her name?
That was Vera Ellen.
Vera Ellen.
Very thin in those
tiny
gowns, yes.
Tiny.
Very.
I'm holding my fingers right next to each other. She's this tiny.
She is very tiny.
Tiny, 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 but what a great movie. And I know in years past they've put on great productions of White Christmas. Same this year?
It is. It's fantastic, and it holds true again to the film. So these are film classics brought to life on stage, and a talented cast, and the four majors are wonderful, but there's also some comedy relief in there with some favorite character actors and actresses, and we don't always get a lot of that. That's a real talent to be somebody who can be somewhat of a second banana, but still have their moment to shine without taking away from others. And Elaine Robertson plays the innkeeper's assistant that's at the front desk, and she's just classic. You've all probably seen her. Listeners have definitely seen her be Miss Hannigan and Annie in productions and the tours and here. So she's great, but the musical numbers, the costumes are opulent, and the set, some of the other critic colleagues here in Chicago were not a fan of that particular set. I thought it worked just fine and intimate and cozy and a good time.
Yeah, I've seen the show before and have been a fan of it, and it's one song after another that one great song after another, so really fun show to see. Let's see, what else do we have going on here? We have, let me take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some versions of A Christmas Story that you can see around the Chicago area. Christmas Carol that's playing all over the Chicago area. And a couple of non-Christmas shows that you might be interested in as well. Critic at Large, Phil Potempa, is here with us today. It's 10:45 on WGN.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. It's 10:50. Talking about holiday productions on stages in Chicago on our Week in Theater segment. Just a quick reminder that you can listen to or watch streaming live on WGNradio.com our presentation of Miracle on 34th Street, Friday, December 18th, 10 a.m. until noon. We're calling it Miracle on Jerry Wells Street, tribute to a very, very beloved employee here at WGN. All of your WGN radio hosts participating and, quote, acting. Acting's a bit of a stretch. We're voicing the words. Is probably more accurate. Phil, I urge you, critics, to not be listening to this.
Oh, all right.
This is a case where we encourage critics not to show up.
It's so fun, though. I love this every year.
It's fun to listen to because it's so ridiculous and silly. But it'll be...
The Christmas Carol was fun when you did that a couple of years ago. Right. I love that one.
Right. I wisely only take the role of the announcer on this. I don't want any dramatic parts. So I am acting as your announcer in this. But anyway, you can get learn more at WGNradio.com and listen Friday, December 18th, 10 a.m. until noon. It's sponsored by Lou Malnati's Pizzeria and Chillcation.com. Phil Potempa is here, critic at large, author, and one busy guy seeing holiday shows. Did you go see The Goodman's A Christmas Carol?
I did. I got to see
yesterday,
that.
Did you go mm-hmm. to that? How was this year's production?
Fantastic. And gosh, when I say 38th year, I can't believe that this is a 38th year run for this. It's always a holiday chestnut, and it's amazing. The set also fun with lots of surprises. And I always love the part where Jacob Marley's ghost is going to make his first appearance, and they never really have him in the same place each year. So there's always a chance he could be underneath the bed sheets, or he could be behind the door, or he could be behind the mirror, anywhere. So there's something that's there for I think, a little bit of shock value that's fun, and the kids love it, too. That's a great first show for them to learn a great lesson, too. And isn't there always a few people in our lives that we wish would be visited by three ghosts on Christmas Eve to give them a lesson?
Right. I wish that some people, the ghosts would take them someplace
right.
else. But, no, I love that, you know, it's such an engaging show and such an exciting show that they find a way to reinvent it somewhat every year, you know, essentially telling the same story but finding a way to reinvent it a little bit every year. I love that it's such a diverse show. You see every kind of different person in the show, which makes it so very inclusive. And as you say, a great way to introduce children to seeing live theater as well. A Chicago tradition, the Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater. We talked about the Christmas Schooner a couple of weeks ago here on the show. It's at the Mercury Theater on Southport that's running through December the 27th. But let's talk about the Christmas story, A Christmas Story. There are two versions that are going on. One is a musical, and the other is a little bit more of a traditional retelling, again, of the Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, that's out at the Theater at the Center in Munster. Tell us about that version.
Okay, yes, Theater at the Center in Munster, Home Away from Home. You know, it's nice because, as you say, there's competing versions, but it's from east to west, and each has their own highlights. So the nice part about, of course, the one at Theater Center, there's not any music to it. So if you're somebody who just wants to hear the story as told by Gene Shepherd, who is from Hammond, Indiana, right down the street from that venue, that's a great opportunity for you to be there and to see it right where it was born. And it's just a lot of tradition that goes with it for the history for anyone who's a Hoosier. So I'm a Hoosier. You know, that's fantastic now.
And this is the, you know, the Red Ryder BB gun. This is the you know, the leg lamp.
That's right.
This is you know, exactly. All the tongue getting stuck to the cold lamp hole, all that.
You'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out. So straight version or non-musical version,
right.
I should say, is Theater at the Center in Munster, and I'm going tonight to see A Christmas Story, the musical version, that's out at the Paramount in Aurora. Have you seen that one?
I certainly have, and I remember again. So do you remember when they first launched this? Oh, it's been a few years ago, back in 2011, to test up for Broadway downtown here, Chicago Theater.
I remember that.
And Peter Billingsley, our original Ralphie from the film 1983, was the producer and the backer of that.
Yep.
And I fell in love with that musical version because I love those songs. And the team that wrote and composed those songs, they put a lot of references, again, to Indiana and to Hoosier, you know, Indiana's favorite son, Ralphie. So there are musical numbers in that, in this current run, that you will remember and you will sing throughout the holidays. And I own the soundtrack to that as well, and it's a lot of fun. It's a matter of your taste. So if you like the big musical numbers in a huge venue, that historic, wonderful Paramount is just opulent. It just walk in and it takes your eyes away. It's like stepping inside to a Christmas gift.
They go all out for Christmas time. Was it Mary Poppins that they did last year at Christmas time? That was amazing, amazing. And I have no doubt I'll have a review of this myself tomorrow morning on the WGN Morning News and on Steve Cochran's show when I'm on tomorrow morning at 8:15. So I'll be able to tell you a little bit more what I think about it. But again, I'd be really surprised if it's not fantastic. Real quick, a couple of non-musical shows. Carole King's Beautiful has just opened. Worth getting the tickets to see that?
It is, because, again, we like all of our Chicago connections, and we have Abby Mueller is the lead role as Carole King, and her sister won the Tony, Jesse Mueller, and on Broadway. So this is a chance to see it right here, and it goes all the way until February the 21st at the Oriental. So all those songs you probably thought, I forgot, that's a Carole King song. That's
exactly
a Carole King song.
Right.
It's great. It's a chance to see what all the Tony talk is about.
And the Lion King has been here in Chicago several times, but still holding up, still worth seeing.
Yeah, not so long of a run. It goes into January the 17th down the street at the Cadillac Palace. But, again, that first show for children to see, they're going to love all the costuming, the puppetry. Just it draws you into that story.
Yeah, puppetry is, you say puppetry, and it's almost an understatement, because these puppets walk down the aisles. I mean, they're 20 feet tall.
That's right.
They're bigger than life. If you haven't seen Lion King, get your kids, get your grandkids, go check out the show. It's just one of the greatest musicals of all time. Some great shows, lots of good stuff here. Great to see you, Phil. Happy holidays to you and the folks back down the farm in Indiana. Happy holidays, and thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Happy holidays to you and to the listeners.
Critic at large, Phil Potempa on WGN.